worse than death. It's known as Monday. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn back from her week in Antigua. Just in time to save us from the Queen of Chiefs' departure. Now she's gone.
We're like a tag team. Yeah,
apparently.
I will tell you, if you are not friends with Roberto on Facebook,
you need to be.
Her ride from New York to New Orleans, they drove driving down because they needed to get a car down there because they're going to buy a place down there, right?
Yeah.
Is hysterical.
Really?
She would be stopping in little mom and pop shops and, like, you know, little side of the road places and posting the most hilarious pictures and just information about things she was seeing along the way. So if you aren't Facebook friends with her, you
post
need to
it.
Be this week.
There you go. Ken Kessler is here posting things on our Facebook.com/Good Day posting place. Twitter at Good Day Show. Email to Doug or Ken or Rich or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com as to the events of the day, the things that are going on, the facts. We'll make this quick. Let's see here. Ukraine's president has ordered a withdrawal of their armed forces from Crimea, citing Russian threats to the lives of the military staff and their families. Really?
Hmm.
Huh. Amazing.
Shocker.
Okay. Two, not one, but two objects have been spotted in the Indian Ocean.
Two and more objects.
Keep in mind, no, just, well, what we're looking at is the area in the middle of a typhoon. Which is going to blow through there over the next couple of days.
And perfect so, conditions for this type
good.
Of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
There are two objects that the Australian Navy are rushing to right now to get there so they can find it and identify it before that typhoon comes in.
They will not find it, nor will they. They won't be able to identify it because they won't be able to find it. They haven't been able to find anything so far that has been on satellite pictures. They can't
Why
find
are you so against
anything.
This
because it's not
philosophy.
It's firstly, because the plane's not in the ocean, it's on the ground. And the pilot took the plane to the ground because he wanted to get whatever was in the cargo bay that was of value and sell it on the black market.
And that's a theory to which I agree with.
Yeah.
But until you prove it, you have to follow every
possible This is a radio program. I don't have to prove anything. I'm just telling people what went on.
No, but, I mean, people would be outraged if there wasn't some sort of search, even though it's
right.
so poorly
I mean, to
mismanaged.
Listen to the foolishness that our politicians exercised over the weekend about how we're criticizing the Malaysian government. I suppose maybe there's three Americans on the plane. Maybe somebody's going to take a shot at them. Admittedly, the Malaysians have played this like it was another episode of Ding Dong School. They just are so immature. They're so... And that's part of the country that everything is
well,
very
this is
simple.
What happens when you get a country where all politicians are bought and paid for in
yeah.
some way or another.
So,
and they don't know how to run an operation like this.
They don't know how to do anything. Except to grease their own pockets.
You're right.
There's a hole, however, Richie, in the foul play theory.
Oh, yeah.
Authorities saying that the last transmission from the aircraft communications system showed it was heading toward Beijing. A revelation that appears to undercut the theory that someone reprogrammed the plane's flight path before the co-pilot signed off. The revelation reduces but doesn't rule out suspicious or foul play in the cockpit. And it also shows you, again, underscoring how much misinformation. Yesterday, I was talking about this earlier. Yesterday on CNN, I happened to tune it in. I think it was maybe last night I was going to bed. There were seven people on the air who were supposedly experts talking about the two objects that were spotted in the Indian Ocean.
And for experts, that means they've flown on an airplane before.
Yeah, right, exactly. Or they've been in front of a camera before. This is the kind of ludicrous stuff that's going on. And
but you have to follow the lead.
You do. You have to follow the lead.
You have to follow the lead. The only reason they're following
is because
they want to figure out where
parts floating in the ocean. That's nothing. Don't go.
Because the stuff that comes off of the cargo plane, the cargo ships, the cruise liners that throw stuff overboard, junk, garbage thrown off. The oceans are full. That's one
cruise
of the things that's coming out of this.
One of the things
that's coming out of this discussion is how filthy the seas are. How much junk there is floating all over the planet.
A lot of the stuff that they were chasing, and again, I admittedly have had very limited access to news, but it sounds like some of the stuff that they were chasing, which I agree with you, Rich, they have to, it wasn't even the right measurements for stuff that could have been. You know, it was like something that was the perfect size for a shipping container or these types of things. I think the investigation, I mean, it just goes to prove that the investigation has been handled so willy-nilly.
All right, I want to know if Pierre ought to get in on this because the French Foreign Ministry were the ones with the latest satellite data that shows all this debris floating around the ocean. They've had Australian satellites. They've had Chinese satellites, U.S. satellites.
They were examining the best in the world.
Really?
I can find your girlfriend within 3 meters of anywhere in the world.
Really?
Tell me where you
are. Where is my girlfriend right now?
She is in the West Palm Beach. I'm coming up with the address.
Yeah.
I have the address and going to email it to you now. If I can find your girlfriend in 3 meters, in 5 seconds, I can find this plane.
Yeah.
But we don't got to help.
I think it's easier to find my girlfriend than it is the plane.
The Malaysians are rude to us, and we have no interest in helping them.
All right, thanks very much.
You stupid Americans.
On the scene, that's Pierre, folks. All right, so anything else that's a part of this is... Richie knows that I have very little patience for all of this stuff because of the same over and over again. But
it blows your whole theory that it could be a UFO.
No. My theory is it's on the ground and the pilots...
But your second theory is that it got picked up by a UFO.
It'd be a great story if that were the case.
Wouldn't it be? Okay, a neighbor of Oscar Pistorius said she heard terrifying screaming the morning that he supposedly killed his girlfriend.
Is this the same one who also said that every light in the house was on?
Yeah, I think there have been a lot of stories from her over the last week or so. The trial goes into its fourth week today, and there's another one. This is drama personified. What I figure we've got here is a whole bunch of reality TV shows playing out. We got the situation with the plane. We got Oscar Pistorius. And I think the Ukraine is sort of a soap opera, too, isn't it? When you get right down to it, we could see a TV show. And then Josh Charles's character in The Good Wife got killed last night, Richie.
You have to say spoiler alert before you do that.
I do? All right. Will Gardner is dead. Got shot by one of his clients.
Yeah, in the world of DVRs nowadays, you can't just blurt stuff like that.
Really? I can't?
You have to give everybody...
Who's going to stop me? You?
It's trending on Twitter. It's all over.
What is it? Let's go to that. Kenny, what do we have trending?
You can, but you shouldn't.
You should just do the right thing and say, spoiler alert, turn down your radio.
All right, Kenny, spoil it some more.
Michelle says, oh my God, they killed off Will Gardner. What are they thinking?
That was pretty good for ratings, actually, is what they were thinking. Yeah.
And Sarah says, they killed Will Gardner. Between this and basketball, I hate TV.
All right. Speaking of basketball, Biff is going to be here in a minute, right? Mantel? Isn't Biff Mantel standing by for a report on March Madness, Richie? I think he is. Matter of fact, because we got to find out whether Rich has made any money or not. My son made $50 yesterday.
Hey,
really?
He got something right. I don't know what he got right.
Was he taking you to lunch?
We were walking to dinner, and he was watching his iPhone. What was going on? It was down to the minute, and he bet some friend that they'd win by a point. I don't even know who the teams were. I just know.
Did he pay for dinner?
No, I didn't. He didn't. I did, as a matter of fact.
Of course.
I know that's a shocker, but he might have offered. At any rate, that's the. We'll get the full rundown. What's going
on? Won't buy you dinner anymore.
With March Madness. Well, he's actually now, for the first time in his life, got some money, and he has been buying me dinner lately.
Really?
Yeah. All right. So it's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is he going to take you to Disneyland?
No, I'm going to take everybody to Disneyland.
Oh.
We'll have a new.
I didn't get my invite yet.
Yeah, me either.
Well, it's because you're not your family. Well, the next time...
Wow.
I'm as close as you've got, buddy. So you should just shut it.
Okay. So you're paying for lunch today, then. Is that how it works?
That's how it works.
Okay.
Jeez.
Good. Thank you. 16 past the hour. Biff Mantel up next here on Good Day.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. And I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks, then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella, because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right, because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve, because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
What if you could combine the two most powerful diet ingredients into one incredible weight loss super pill? We've done just that. For the first time ever, the miracle fat burner in a bottle, raspberry ketone, has been combined with Garcinia Cambogia, described as the holy grail of weight loss, to bring you the world's most powerful diet pill. Get your phone ready, because we're releasing free bottles to the first 100 callers. But wait, we haven't just combined the two most powerful weight loss ingredients. We've combined the seven most powerful ingredients. Green coffee bean, African mango, moringa, saffron flower extract, and glucomannan. All the hottest clinically proven weight loss ingredients combined into one fat-shedding super pill. We call it the Skinny 7 Super Supplement, and it's available for the very first time. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll rush you a free bottle. Call 1-800-514-1021. Find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-514-1021.
What a free bottle of wine.
1-800-514-1021.
Bottle of wine, true to the vine, a free bottle of wine. No, not likely. All right, here's Biff Mantel with an update on where we are with regard to March Madness. Who's winning what there, Biff?
So the best weekend in sports is now officially over. We've had the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament, and we had some good upsets along the way, but most of the favorite teams are still in it at this point. Best upset? Mercer beat Duke in the first round.
That was epic.
Totally. Who's Mercer, by the way?
Exactly.
Apparently, it's a small college in Georgia.
Awesome.
I couldn't tell you what conference it's from.
Just the fact that they took Duke out is
great.
All right, Biff, what do you got?
Yeah. There was a lot of close games. We had six overtimes in the first round. That's close to, if not an NCAA record for these. We had three of four 12 seeds beat the five seeds. Harvard, Stephen F. Austin, North Dakota State all won, taking down higher seed or the better seeds. The only 12 seed to lose was NC State. Any comments on that, Kenny?
No, let's keep going.
Keep moving on. All right.
Jennifer just had the best comment.
Best game of the weekend, in my opinion, was the Wichita-Kentucky game that happened yesterday. Back and forth, two really good teams playing different styles of building a team. Wichita State, four-year seniors. Kentucky, lots of freshman talent. Very interesting dynamics in the game. Kentucky wound up winning it by 2 points.
The bottom line, is anybody making any money yet on this?
No. Well, you wait until the end of the whole shebang to see whether you win your
bracket.
Next
weekend, right? We don't?
Yeah. Nobody's getting that $2 billion
with
Warren Buffett, though.
Yeah, because it's April Madness.
Right. All right, 21 after the hour.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Trying to find a little of the audio from the Obama address to the correspondents' dinner in Washington on Saturday night. What did you think the best part of it was? Try not to make this political. Somebody would call and say,
"There's nothing funny about Obama."
Oh, there's plenty funny.
Socialism's funny.
See? I rest my case.
There is a maggot in English society, and its name is socialism. I do not intend to suffer from it.
Join us. That's Stephen's good day. All in all, it's just another brick in the wall.
Oh, Pink Floyd, Richie.
Yeah.
Another brick in the wall. This is the second brick. They had a brick before this, I think, didn't they?
Earlier
on the
brick.
Album.
Right. It's like an intro and an outro song.
Oh, yeah, but this is the one I think people remember better.
This is the hit.
Yes.
All right, crank it up, Rich, will you? For a minute.
As we remember, this week in 1980, musically, this was the number one single, Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall.
Fascinating band.
I think they're kind of boring.
Plymouth Church Choir singing with them. Yes,
well, they're fascinating in that they really hated each other for almost all of their existence.
Because I really didn't like them either.
All right, 25 after the hour. It's Monday the 24th here. Videos of the day are a staple on the Good Day program. We always have a video of the day at DougStephan.com. Last Friday, we had an especially cute one featuring an 11-year-old boy named Logan. And his reaction, again, you got to see, there's audio to this, we're going to play a little of it, but you got to look at the video to see the look on his face, reaction to finding out he's going to have a baby brother.
We got one. My name is Logan. This year I will get to do many great things. I will attend a Detroit Tigers game, go to Michigan Adventure, play baseball, and a vacation at Myrtle Beach. There is one more thing that I am going to do this year. I'm going to be a big brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
What?
He's looking around. What?
What?
Hmm?
What?
What?
All right, so check the video out. That's what the videos are for.
He's all broken up.
Yeah.
All right. What if he was mad? What if he, like, threw it and went, "I don't want that"?
So the next video, this is a video from today's video spot at DougStephan.com. Features Tom Fletcher, who is a singer for the band McFly, performing a very sweet song to his wife, who is, this kind of, the whole thing is done in time-lapse photography. She is featured going through her 9 months of pregnancy. So you can at least get the idea by listening to the song. But if you want to watch the camera work, it's very cleverly done. Check out the video of the day today. DougStephan.com. We have a crew of videos. We just keep them, save them all.
It's just another sunrise on another day. Just another rainbow. Well, they're all the same. Let me guess, the sunset followed by.
So he's on the right playing the guitar.
I think I'm.
And he's cropped her in on the left as her belly grows.
New.
And her hair goes from ponytail to straight, ponytail to straight.
About another girl. Just another movie where they save the world. And every roller coaster does a loop de loop. I guess I'm ready for something new. I'm not saying life is boring, just predictable sometimes. When you know the end of every other line is gonna rhyme.
It's amazing what people can do with video nowadays.
We like warm, we like fuzzy, and that's what it is. So you want warm and fuzzy, go to DougStephan.com. 28 past the hour now, friends.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, I had an interesting question the other day. Warren, do dogs cry emotional tears? Although there are many claims in support of this theory, the scientific community is skeptical about animals crying emotional tears. Hard evidence really doesn't exist, but there's so much anecdotal evidence that it cannot be overlooked. It may be that not all animals cry emotional tears, but there's a likelihood that some do. Diane Fossey, the late gorilla expert whose life was documented in the movie Gorillas in the Mist, related a story about Coco, one of her prized gorillas, crying for emotional reasons. Even Charles Darwin wrote it about elephants shedding emotional tears. Can animals cry? A couple of years ago, I received a letter from a child who said that whenever she cried, her cat Muffy would cry with her. The little girl's parents ignored the story until one day after she'd been punished, the parents walked into her room and found two wet pillows and two wet faces on the child and on the cat at the same time. So do pets cry emotional tears? I say yes. That decision's up to you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Or do I need to be more explicit? It's after, not effer. After the hour, yes. 27 before the new hour. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, no Roberta Fasanelli.
That's how we...
If we can get, what is it we have? If I get an 80% show, then that's...
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, once in a while we get 100%, but not always. So the big things going on today, the plane... And the theories.
Boss, deplane.
Yeah. They just are continuing to find different items. There's a new revelation. Apparently now, the thought is that after examining once again the aircraft communication system, the plane was headed toward Beijing, which is where it was supposed to be going in the first place. So what does that do to all of the video you saw for the last week of the plane getting to a certain point and then taking a left-hand turn and... It's out over the ocean over there. Do you know how much time and money have been wasted on planes flying all over the place trying to find this thing? And now it's
been a lot of the U.S. Navy spent $2 million. Yeah. So far. As of Friday, they had spent $2 million for the search so far.
Is that a good use of your tax dollars? 888-302-3684. Kenny's going to have an update of what some of you are saying comment-wise on our social media. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. You have a question?
Well, at a certain point, when you spend X amount of money, why don't we just go, you know what? It's gone. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
But then you think...
But is that fair to the family?
Well,
why let the family pay the...
Yeah, I mean, let the family pay to recover. I mean, why are the Americans paying $2 million? We have three passengers on there. How much are the recovery of three bodies worth?
There's the question. Richie has now dropped the bomb.
How much
are the deaths of three Americans worth? Is it worth $2 million to find out what happened to them? 888-302-3684.
It is, but somebody has to ask it. And why should the American taxpayer...
Right, I agree with you. It's not our airliner.
All right,
now, if this were American, it would be our responsibility, correct?
It would be the responsibility of the airliner, not the American taxpayer.
There's the mess in rural Washington to talk about this morning. A muddy, dangerous mess. Hillside gave way north of Seattle in a town called Oso, O-S-O, another small town called Darrington, off State Road 530. For those of you who live... up there, you know exactly where this mucky mess is. Dirt, rocks, about a square mile of homes that have been wiped out, people in mud up to 60 feet deep. Pretty perilous situation. A lot of rain up there along the river. And flooding has been possible because of all the rain. They've had a month of really, really, really heavy rain. So the soil is unstable. And as we earlier were saying, it's very inconsiderate of the mudslide not to have warned us.
Right.
The slide which occurred without warning. Yes, very inconsiderate. All right, but I mean, not making light of, again, 18 people I think are involved in this, or at least 18 are dead, and how many more are missing? Houses, 30 of them, just wiped out, covered up by the slide going down the hill. Imagine yourself living in that situation. Kind of reminds me of what people always ask here in Los Angeles, where I am, just off the Pacific Coast Highway. As you go up toward Malibu, there are all these cliffs mm-hmm. and these homes on the top of the cliff with all of these brackets. Remember the movie? It was one of the Mel Gibson, Danny. What am I missing?
Lethal Weapon.
Legal Weapon. Thank you. Remember the side of the hill when he hooks his chain onto the home of the bad guys with his pickup truck and he pulls it down? Yeah, that's a very dramatic example of what happens, though, with some of these houses. If they build them too close to the cliff and there's a lot of rain, goodbye. But this is an area that hasn't had this sort of a problem. But the rains there just shows you what global warming will do. Oh, yes, yeah, yeah. Okay, Mr. Obama is going to Europe, going to focus on something very important to Americans, the Ukraine.
Right.
The original meeting was supposed to focus on nuclear security and a meeting with the Pope. After all, if Russell Crowe can meet with the Pope, Barack Obama ought to be able to meet with him, right?
You would think.
Absolutely.
Right.
So now the White House has to figure out ways to continue to punish Russia for what it's doing. And that's going to be effective how?
You know.
Americans will not be able to see Russian diplomats in America for a long time. That'd be tough.
Yes. Listening to a few news reports and reading a couple things this weekend, this Russia thing is starting to concern me a little bit.
Really? Why is that?
Well, over the weekend, it was reported that they are sending naval ships down to their friendly countries in South America.
Yeah.
So Venezuela, Ecuador, and in Cuba, where they're going to have ships parked there. Mm-hmm. And that countries where America has had to kind of back out of, they're kind of sliding in troops and consumer goods.
And what do you think, they're going to send troops up from there to take over America?
I think that America's economic and military stronghold on the world is weakening, and China and Russia are seeing these openings and taking them over. And there's a big concern that over the course of the next decade that China just might slide into here economically and Russia might slide into here economically and militarily. And all of a sudden we have this big China-Russia versus the U.S. economic and military kind of game of what was the game where you had the militaries all over the world?
Risk
game going on.
Hmm. And so what the conclusion is?
The conclusion is that if you just let China take Ukraine and we go, no big deal, add that to Ecuador, Venezuela, Cuba, and any other country. Poland is worried about things right now, so we're sending more troops to Poland. What does this end up being in a decade? It ends up being that China has a Soviet Union that is all over the world.
Bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah. And it's something we have to think about now by possibly economic sanctions or maybe even troops into Ukraine to help them secure their borders.
Mm. And that gets us what?
That gets us not having a communist country running two-thirds of the world.
Yeah.
Communist countries.
Communist countries have heretofore run two-thirds of the world, and they didn't do so well.
Well, they're expanding their reach.
Uh-huh. Why?
Is that okay with you, or do you want to take your libertarian view and say it's not my business and it doesn't cross my border?
I don't think, under the circumstances, I think we have been, there's always these bad guys in the woodpile, There will always be bad guys in the woodpile. How many of them are we going to chase around? And is it really for the benefit of protecting us or the benefit of the military-industrial complex that we have all these heated... I mean, these guys have the same military-industrial complex. They're motivated to make money the same as everybody else. So they go, they got a lot of these ships. Okay, let's send them over there and rattle everybody's swords. We'll sell more guns, ships,
but
planes.
Right now, we're the big daddy on the economic front.
So who's to say this isn't a big conspiracy and behind the scenes, they're all yanking everybody's chain? And they're laughing all the way to the bank. Be interesting to see who Obama goes to.
I just want
to
know who controls the bank. That's what I'm concerned about.
There you go. One more. Yeah. That's yet another.
I'd rather our guys control the bank than their guys.
No question about it. All right. Speaking of that, Netflix CEO Reed Hastings sounding off about the biggest internet service providers demanding fees. Jennifer, this is your story. To ensure quick delivery of content from them and other data.
Right. What's been happening with cable is that, let's just take Comcast Cable, for example. Comcast Cable just had to sign an exclusive deal with Hulu and Netflix because they're saying, well, since you're competing with us as a cable provider, we might provide our customers with a little slower speed when it comes to streaming video so that they're not going to be happy with your product so that we look better. So now Hulu and Netflix have paid Comcast to ensure that the internet speed they deliver to their customers is up to snuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How about that, boys and girls? So, want to sit down and watch House of Cards? I haven't seen that yet because I don't know how to get it.
See, this is a part of net neutrality.
Right.
Explain that. Net neutrality is just this exact same thing. Net neutrality says, listen, everybody should have equal speed and equal service no matter what the content is. Because otherwise, these big companies might come in and say exactly this. You're competing with us, and we don't want your customers to get as good of service as our customers get, so we're going to slow down your customers. Or Walmart says, you know what, Bob's Hardware Store over there isn't as big as us, and when people search Bob's Hardware Store versus Walmart.com, we want their speed and their access to be better for Walmart than Bob's Hardware Store. So please.
Yeah, they're making certain sites more attractive and easier to use, more functional.
Right.
Good job, Richie.
Thank you for
here for you, Dudley.
Analysis. All right, we have analysis paralysis.
This can you repeat what net neutrality is?
Can I?
Yeah.
No, I'm just actually
typing an email.
I'm really careful in this.
That's what I thought.
Meredith. I have a quick few
That's
seconds.
Exactly what I was doing. I have thought
this
it was
is to Richie.
I love you.
Yeah, I just sent a note to Meredith.
All right. No,
I couldn't explain it.
Would like us to do an Eastley Farm calendar. And she also said that Mitt Romney warned us about Russia and Obama laughed about it.
Yeah, Romney
Nobody
did. And so did Sarah Palin, both of them.
There you she's go. Sarah Palin, that. By the way, is running for the Senate.
And she
I'm
should.
Not sure what state she's running. Do we know what state, Kenny?
Has What's to be Arizona state or...
If you haven't seen that video of Mitt Romney bringing up Russia and President Obama mocking him for it, it's disturbing.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen... You guys voted for him. But the problem is, I just sent back to the kids who voted for Obama don't know from nothing about any of this stuff, and they didn't care. All the people who voted for Obama know.
They wanted to feel good about themselves.
Never mind. I was going to go down.
Well, let's not go there. But it's just, you have to keep an eye on this stuff.
302-3684. Jennifer,
yes.
Give us a report on the television, the situation at CBS with the death of Will Gardner.
Yeah.
And also, we have a story at DougStefan.com. About how viewers slammed CBS for the coverage of the Kansas-Stanford game.
And forget that. I have news about your favorite band, Coldplay. I have news about William Shatner.
Wow.
And I have renewals. All kinds of good stuff.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, would you like to combat wrinkles, facial lines,
yes.
without nasty Botox or surgery?
Yes.
Call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel, which will combat wrinkles, facial lines... No Botox, no surgery. Get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. And when you call 800-543-9262, you can also count on them sending you a jar of that legendary wrinkle treatment called Esotique. So you get your whole face all fixed up. Man, I can just feel it now on my face. And it doesn't feel like anything greasy. It's a funny serum in the sense that it doesn't leave any film or no, it doesn't even feel like water. It's just amazing. And that's how it goes to work on the bags, the puffiness, the lines, and all the things in your face that you want to clear up and clean up. 800-543-9262. Very, very popular product. It gets rid of wrinkles, facial lines, puffiness, bags, all that good stuff. Or bad stuff, I guess. It's the good stuff that gets rid of the bad stuff. And it's available now at 800-543-9262. Make sure you mention Doug Steffen for the special deals, shipping, all that good stuff. It's a way for you to really, in the morning, look at your face, give yourself a smile. I like that. I like that look. 800-543-9262.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, this is Sam Champion. Many people don't know that the weather outside can affect the allergen count inside. You can reduce up to 95% of indoor inanimate allergens with Febreze, Fabric Refresher Allergen Reducer. It features a special technology when sprayed on fabric that acts like a net that flexes over allergen particles, keeping them out of the air you breathe until they can be vacuumed. For more information, go to Febreze.com/allergen reducer.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. All right, so to underscore, after you eat, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, take all natural Gutsy Chewies. You'll go from that feeling gut burning, gut bloat to gut good. Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. Jen, Jen.
Dougie. Right,
so we have Will Gardner getting shot and killed last night on an episode of The Good Wife. I don't know what else you can say about that, except there is just unbelievable.
You're very upset. See, I don't watch this show, so it's not a big deal.
I'm not going to be able to see it until the reruns this summer, because when I'm here in California, it's too late for me to stay up and watch.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a rerun. All right, so...
All right, so you want to hear about Coldplay?
Sure.
All right, your friends, because you love Coldplay.
Well, not Chris, my friends. I just happen to like them.
You like them. Well, Chris Martin, he's the front. He's also the husband of Gwyneth Paltrow. He's going to be joining NBC's hit show, The Voice.
Right.
He's going to be an advisor to all four of the coaches' teams on the competition when it goes into the battle rounds, which starts next week. Is that March 31st? I don't even know what day it is.
Right.
He'll appear again on the show on April 1st and
right,
April
7th. So why
7th.
Did all these people take to Twitter to slam CBS for the coverage of the Kansas-Stanford game?
Why did they do that?
Yeah, why
well, because Stanford bounced the second seed Kansas team in the third round of the NCAA tournament on Sunday, and it shocked people. This was a big upset. With down 7
no.
to... What?
No. That's not why they get upset.
They show someone crying, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it was a little boy who was crying, and they kept going back.
And they kept showing him crying.
And then later in the after the game, in the post-game show... When they went to the little boy and he wasn't crying anymore, so then they reran the video
of when he was crying. Right.
Yeah.
Opportunistic broadcasting. So they're getting slammed on Twitter, right, Kenny?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
It was,
is that appropriate, by the way? Do we all think that they should have gotten slammed?
Yes.
For that?
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
A bunch of dirt bags. bags.
Dirt bags. Pierre, how dare you?
The dirt bags. Miserable.
51 after on Good Day.
Yeah.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to HBExtract.com. That's HBExtract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Time now for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a well-known cardiologist, a special part of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with his overview of some of the important medical news that he gleans from some of the journals that publish every week. Number one item this week has to do with a common cold and what may happen from the various medicines. Can we even use the term medicine here? What are we talking about in terms of what may be considered medicine and what it does to people who are taking it, Ken?
Absolutely. These are medicines. You don't need a prescription to call it a medicine. These are over-the-counter medications. A surprising finding this week, Doug, from the New England Journal of Medicine, that over-the-counter sinus and pain remedies that combine two common ingredients, phenylephrine and acetaminophen, might cause serious side effects such as high blood pressure, dizziness, and tremors. These side effects occur because acetaminophen, which is the main ingredient in Tylenol, boosts the effects of phenylephrine, which is a common nasal decongestant, which we all go to the grocery or drugstore to get over the counter when we have a cold. Products containing this drug combination include Tylenol Sinus, Sudafed PE Sinus, Benadryl Allergy Plus Sinus, and Excedrin Sinus Headache.
So then why would people buy Tylenol? Is it star on the wane? Using, most people say Advil. You hear, I in my circle anyway, find people taking Advil much
more.
Take
Yeah, but you can't take Advil like 24 hours. Second day of Advil, you got to be off of it.
Really? Advil is an anti-inflammatory. It's very good for pain. The problem is for some people, it does affect the stomach and wear down the stomach lining. Yeah. And Advil is okay on a short-term basis. On a long-term basis, that entire class of drugs, Advil, Motrin, the whole group of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs is not healthy to the heart on a long-term basis.
All right. Speaking of heart, the benefit of oats, the heart. Remember, Dr. Ken is an eminent cardiologist, so his specialty is the heart, and he watches that news very carefully. So this would appear to be good news.
This is great news. This week from the annual conference of the American Chemical Society, Doug, eating whole grains is associated, we know, with a reduced risk of heart disease, and a compound in oats may protect the heart. There's growing evidence that a phenola compound that's called avenanthramide, found only in oats, might possess antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, anti-itch, and anti-cancer properties.
Listen up, if you're a married woman, there's something good in it for you.
Not making this up. BMC Medicine this week, married women and single women have a similar risk of heart disease, but married women have a lower risk of dying from it. Married women or those living with a person have the same risk of developing heart disease as unmarried women, including single, widowed, and divorced women, but the chances of dying from heart disease was 28% lower.
Is that because they are likely to be taken care of by their spouses?
Well, it's not clear from this study, but that is a possibility. Also, the other person might encourage them to seek early medical treatment for symptoms. There may be other explanations, as you suggested. And they also, we encourage healthy lifestyles with the people that we're with. You're good at doing that.
Thank you. I encourage people not necessarily to be married, but to be happy under the circumstances. That not necessarily they always go together, as you know, but happiness with a partner has got to be a great thing for your health.
It works both ways in this study.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So speaking of the heart, Heart Factors Plus is something that's on the boost, if you will, because so many people are finding it doing such great things. So what new news do you have for us about Heart Factors Plus, Ken?
Doug, to every man out there, it's time to improve your life and body, starting at the powerhouse of it all, your heart. Maybe you suffer from poor circulation, blood pressure issues, even performing in the bedroom. Heart Factors Plus helps. Here's Paul from New Jersey. I'm very satisfied with Heart Factors Plus. Not only has it restored my blood pressure to a healthy level, it has decreased the swelling in my feet. We'll definitely reorder. Heart Factors Plus is an astounding cardiovascular supplement with an effective combination of all natural ingredients, shown to improve blood flow, which means healthy blood pressure levels, improved sexual function, and increased circulation throughout the body. Imagine better doctor visits, improved sexual function, and enhanced everyday life. Heart Factors gives you power, and it doesn't work. And if it doesn't work, you get your money back, no questions asked.
You get it by dialing 800-621-6313. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure, great for your head, your muscles. Call 800-621-6313. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Try Heart Factors Plus risk-free, 800-621-6313.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.